Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're talking about a groundbreaking tool called Alpha_Mesh_SWC, or AMS for short. In a world where understanding brain cells is crucial for neuroscience, AMS is a game changer in how we create and use three-dimensional models of neuronal structures. The importance of accurately visualizing and simulating these cellular structures cannot be understated, especially for applications in diffusion magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI. To set the stage, researchers have been gathering data on brain cells, compiling skeleton descriptions that represent the shapes and structures of these cells. Various labs worldwide have contributed their findings, creating a rich database for future simulations. But there's a hitch. While we have these skeleton descriptions, generating high-quality surface and volume meshes suitable for simulation has been a real struggle. That's where AMS comes in. The AMS tool aims to bridge this gap. It automatically generates watertight triangular surface meshes that can be directly used for finite element simulations in just a couple of minutes, even on a standard laptop. This is a big deal. The significance lies in its ability to handle imperfect skeleton descriptions, something many existing tools struggle with. So how does AMS work? Let's take a closer look at its methodology. The process starts with an input skeleton file in a common format known as SWC. The AMS tool first pre-processes this file to create a uniform skeleton representation, which is crucial because the quality of the output mesh heavily relies on the quality of the input data. Next, the branches of the cell are identified, and spheres are placed at the end of each branch to define the ends of the cellular processes, or neurites. Then it uses a method called alpha wrapping to generate a global mesh that accurately captures the shape and complexity of the neurons. This step is particularly innovative because it uses adaptive tetrahedral grid elements rather than the fixed Cartesian grids employed by other tools. The result? A watertight mesh that preserves the delicate features of neuronal structures. After generating a preliminary mesh, AMS simplifies this surface using mesh reduction techniques while still ensuring it retains its watertight quality. This makes the mesh not only accurate but also computationally efficient for subsequent simulations. The researchers ran comparisons between AMS and existing tools like Ultralizer and Medusa. They found that AMS significantly outperforming these tools in terms of mesh accuracy and robustness. On average, AMS generated meshes that had around 10,000 nodes, perfect for efficient simulations. Now, let's dive into some critiques of the work. A scientific reviewer highlighted the strengths of the paper, emphasizing the clear data availability and methodological transparency. Indeed, having the datasets and code publicly available allows other researchers to reproduce these results, which is crucial for scientific progress. However, some weaknesses were also noted. While the metric for measuring accuracy, known as the skeleton-to-mesh error, is well defined, there's room for improvement in discussing limitations and potential future work. The authors hint at variations in their methods that could be tailored for different types of brain cells, but a more in-depth examination of how parameter choices can impact outcomes would enhance the robustness of their findings. In summary, AMS stands out as an innovative tool in the bioimaging landscape, bringing much-needed efficiency and accuracy in mesh generation for brain cell simulations. By coupling it with diffusion MRI simulations, AMS opens avenues for understanding complex brain structures and their functions on a deeper level. That's a wrap for today's episode. If you're excited about the advancements in neuroimaging and computational neuroscience, be sure to subscribe to SciBud for more engaging updates from the scientific world. As always, I'm Rowan, your science buddy, reminding you to stay curious and passionate about science. See you next time.